Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music, 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 music.
Music
is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's humble abode of Jamaican music, aka the House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, House of Reggae, here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, as you catch me busy unpacking the fine china and laying out the red carpet in time for your formal visit. So, without further ado, let's wind up the gramophone and pull out an hour's worth of majestic Jamaican music as I cordially invite you in for the House of Reggae's Royal Special. Royal Special. Royal Special. Royal Special.
Wait, the sound and tell the people.
That was Augustus Pablo blowing his melodica on King David's melody, which, as well as conjuring up the name of the biblical giant slayer and psalmist, is also an appropriate tune to begin our royal special, as Augustus Pablo would often credit Emperor Haile Selassie as being the producer of his records, with this one originally appearing as a version side to Junior Delgado's Away With Your Fussin' and Fightin' on Pablo's Rockers label in 1979, and which has since been reissued by the Only Roots label.
Ice, Irie.
And so today I've rummaged through the vaults and unearthed an hour's worth of Jamaican musical treasures that will feature a variety of ancient biblical kings whose legacies have continued to influence reggae music and reasoning over the years. And then I'll probably also have time to squeeze in a tune or two about the current Queen Elizabeth II, who was crowned back in 1952 when Jamaica was still part of the diminishing British Empire, and where, after centuries of slavery and racism, a band of young men with nothing more than some homemade speakers and amplifiers began ennobling themselves with titles that could have been torn out of the pages of the Bible, like King Edward the Giant, Duke Reed the Trojan, and of course the heir to the Scar Throne, Prince Buster, the voice of the people, whose version of Lou Rawls's My Ancestors unearths a direct lineage from ancient Israel to downtown Kingston in Kings of Old. Kings of Old. Kings of Old.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. When a youth with rugs, man, I hate man, and I know the man. Man, we have love in the heart for every man. Hear this now. Hear this now. Hear this now.
My ancestors were kings of old. Just you look at me, I'm as poor as
The late great Prince Buster with Kings of Old, aka My Ancestors, which he produced himself and was released on a Fab 7-inch in the UK in 1968, but as far as I'm aware, has yet to see a reissue.
I am not I am, the mighty ruler.
And so, trawling back through the pages of the Hebrew Bible, the legends of ancient kings, queens, emperors, pharaohs and prophets are writ large, and their stories and legacies have provided inspiration to some of the records I've picked out today. Just like King Pharaoh's Plague, which is named after a story in the Torah and dates back to around 3,500 years ago, when Egypt was a major empire that had been ruled by a dynasty of pharaohs for over a millennium. But, like most empires, its foundations were built on slavery, and in this case, one group of people who had been enslaved by the Egyptians were the 12 tribes of Israel. And it was here that Moses, who was born into the tribe of Levi, receives a message from God to tell the Pharaoh to let the Israelites go free. But when the Pharaoh refuses, God strikes the Egyptians with 10 plagues consisting of animals, illnesses, and meteorological disasters. As Vivian Yabiyu Jackson describes in King Pharaoh's Plague.
Like a piggy rig, not today as a day. Me say me lick you in your way, and you drop down dead. And you run under bed. Say that not today as a dread. Stand firm as a dread. Day as a dread. Watch a man dog do his duty. But that a man can't prosecute it. No stumbling block in a highway. It got to remove. Every man coming for a purpose, I would say. Dog do his duty. Got me say fox in the forest. So go take bread and marries. Fox in the forest. Yeah. Come and say, one a penny, two a penny, at drop on. One a penny, two a penny, at drop on. Can we not check East Abon? I tell you not to dread now run. I say that not to dread having fun. Watch out. Come and say, rub and go down and your dub and come on. Rub and go down and your dub and come on. One a penny, two a penny, at drop on. I bet it to a penny at drop. Say the dread having fun. Say that not the dread now run. Say that not the don't chew a bum.
The classic 12-inch version of King Pharaoh's Plague there, with first up Vivian Jackson and then Trinity delivering some righteous chanting. And that was originally released on 12-inch on the Vivian Jackson label back in 1977 and was later compiled by the Blood and Fire label for their Imperious Jesus Dread release.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so, staying in the Torah, that after God smited the Egyptians with a succession of frogs, locusts, hail and boils, the Pharaoh eventually relented, and Moses led the exodus of the Israelites out of slavery, across the Red Sea, and onto the Promised Land. And his story remains a major source of inspiration around the world to people suffering from oppression, slavery or violence. And so in his next track, Garnet Silk honours him. In King Moses.
King Moses. King.
Once I was blind, but now I see.
There will be no mercy. There will be weeping.
over the top of the famous Bam Bam rhythm. That was Garnet Silk with his version of the Frankie Wilmot penned King Moses, which was produced by Courtney Cole and released on his Reef International label in 1992, and later featured on a posthumous Garnet Silk album titled Nothing Can Divide Us on the VP label.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so, in biblical chronology, we're jumping forward a few hundred years now to when the 12 tribes of Israel had become established in their homeland and were governing themselves. But instead of using monarchs and hereditary lines, they were initially presided over by judges, just like the prophet Samuel, who was still a boy when God called out to him, and to which he replied, "Speak, for thy servant heareth," which, around 3,000 years later, Justin Hines and the Dominoes turned into a chorus on Kings Samuel.
Kings Samuel. Kings.
Musical, this make you jump and twist.
God was even from the wise and prudent, no revealing to babes and sucklings. God was even from your great grandparents, no revealing to their children's children. King Samuel, oh, speak, Father, thy servant heareth. King Samuel, oh, speak, Father, thy servant heareth. Guilty conscience, deep loaded on the voice.
Justin Hines and the Dominoes with King Samuel, which was produced by Duke Reed and originally released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Scarbeat label in the UK back in 1964, and which can now be found on the Justin Hines and the Dominoes anthology on Trojan Records.
Right now, we've been wonderfully surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so, despite the title of that last tune, Samuel wasn't a king in a traditional sense, but he was a king maker. Because around 1050 BC, the 12 tribes of Israel transitioned from individual judges to a single monarch, presiding over a unified kingdom, when Samuel anointed Saul the first head of state. But unfortunately, he didn't become a unifying presence. And so, as the Old Testament testifies, God instructed Samuel to anoint a young shepherd's boy as the next king, which leads us on to David, the poet, musician, and warrior, who, as well as writing psalms and fighting giants, started the House of David, a hereditary line that remained in power for nearly 400 years in Jerusalem. And so David is a hugely important figure in Jewish, Christian, and Islamic history, and is also seen as being the root of Rastafari, because according to the 14th century text, the Kibra Nagast, the Ethiopian royal family can be traced back to the House of David due to his son Solomon's liaison with Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, which resulted in their son Menelik starting a royal dynasty in Ethiopia that is said to have lasted for 225 generations, all the way through to Emperor Haile Selassie. And which is why Prince Allah refers to both the tribe of Solomon and the root of David in this call to comfort his brothers and sisters in Royal Throne Room.
Royal Throne Room.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, and I greet you for all the Jesus Christ, who at this day revealed himself in the personality of our Imperial Majesty and Prince Selassie I. Rastafari.
Tragic, the coast of Africa, Israel.
Well, I gave you two for the price of one there, as first up you heard Prince Allah with Royal Throne Room, which was produced by Tappazuki in the mid-1970s, but which remained unreleased until its appearance on 7-inch vinyl via the Jamaican Recordings label in 2012. And then following that with Rod Taylor with Ethiopian Kings, which was produced by Bertram Brown and originally released on his Freedom Sounds label in both Jamaica and the UK back in 1978, and which is now the title track of a Rod Taylor compilation album.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
And so King Solomon, of course, was best known for his wives and his wisdom, but not necessarily at the same time. As his reign, which followed the death of his father David, had started out well, as he expanded Israel's wealth and influence, while marrying hundreds of women. But like so many kings in the ancient texts, there lay problems ahead, as his legendary wisdom, which he had gained from God, and which was his greatest strength, was also the source of his downfall, as he had attracted hundreds of queens and princesses from distant lands who encouraged him to break his covenant with God by worshipping false idols and deities. And which, according to Derek Harriott, was a bit of a foolish thing for a wise man to do.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet. Move with the beat.
Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself.
Girl, leave Saul alone. Cause I'm a big man in this town.
I'm singing. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself.
Girl, leave Saul alone.
Was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. Solomon was the wisest man, but he didn't know the secrets of a woman. I am wiser than Solomon, so girl, don't play any tricks. Just be calm and be still. Don't run me down for my bread. You wasn't around when I was slaving myself.
A young junior Mervyn, that was a great Derek Harriott with Solomon, which he produced himself and released on his own Crystal label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1967. And that rhythm, of course, has gone on to become a Jamaican classic.
As I say, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But despite his shortfalls, the reign of Solomon, which lasted nearly 40 years, is seen as a golden age for the Kingdom of Israel, as he reigned over the 12 tribes, built the first temple in Jerusalem, strengthened alliances with neighbouring kingdoms, and oversaw a rapid growth of commerce and construction. Bert with overflowing wealth and the indulgence of foreign wives. Solomon's actions also caused unrest amongst some other tribes. And following his death, Israel split into two, with his descendants continuing to rule over the southern kingdom of Judah for what turned out to be the next 350 years. But in the 6th century BC, King Nebuchadnezzar, who ruled across the border in Babylon, sent his all-conquering army into Judah, destroying many towns and buildings, including Solomon's temple, and forcibly removing thousands of people to live in exile in Babylon. And this period, which is covered in the Book of Daniel, is where Junior Biles took his inspiration for King of Babylon, King of Babylon, King of Babylon.
Bring down the scatter. King of the musical ambassador is getting hotter, hotter.
One love, one heart, one God, one soul is only righteousness. Shall stand. It's only righteous man must stand. A clean hands, pure in heart. That's what we want. Oh yeah. Only righteous man shall stand. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, spread him bed in a sardine can. Oh yeah. I saw them come, saw them go. I saw them come, saw them go. I saw them come, saw them go. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, spread him bed in a sardine pan. Oh yeah. I saw them come, saw them go. His only righteous man shall stand. And all the wicked men must fall. I saw them come, saw them go. Saw them come, saw them go. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, spreading dead in a sardine pan. Oh yeah. Saw them come, saw them go.
Featuring Lloyd Parks playing a distinctive bass line, that was the great Junior Biles with King of Babylon, which was produced by Clive Chin and released on his Impact label in Jamaica and the Randy's label in the UK back in 1972, and can now be found on the Randy's 50th anniversary double CD compilation on the VP label.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth, but having been told so many lies, life like good music never dies.
And so, as mentioned earlier, the Kibra Nagast describes how a son of the King of Israel came to sit upon the Ethiopian throne, as it tells us that after hearing of Solomon's wealth and wisdom, Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, travelled all the way to Jerusalem to present him with gold and eastern spices. And following a brief liaison, she returned to the east, where she gave birth to their son Menelik, who, when he reached adulthood, inherited the throne of Ethiopia, and which, despite an occasional uprising or invasion, is said to have remained in his hereditary line for 3,000 years, right through to the Emperor Haile Selassie. Or, as Cocker T described him, Israel's king, Israel's king, Israel's
king. La la la, for all the tribe of Israel, oh, we just let them know that Israel's king is Israel's God. In whiteness they say, yes, I'm not them. Israel's king is Israel's God. In whiteness they say, tell them mama, them mama. Boy, well now, we've come to one conclusion. No more of the Babylon inspiration. I and I has made our resolution. It will be the Rastaman redemption.
Cocker T with Israel's King, which was produced by Philip Fattis Burrell and originally released on his Exterminator label in 1995, and which then became the title track of Cocker T's album on the VP label the following year. And so, taking a giant leap forward from the ancient to the modern, Rastafari Makinen was crowned His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie on the 2nd of November 1930 in Addis Ababa, which at the time of dominant European colonial power across the majority of Africa meant that his coronation in Ethiopia was big news around the world, as he was given a front cover on Time magazine above the title of King of Kings, a phrase that would resonate deeply across the African diaspora, especially in Jamaica, where people like Leonard Howell, Joseph Hibbert, and Archibald Dunkley interpreted the crowning of a black king who was a descendant of Solomon as the second coming of Jesus Christ, and began preaching in the streets of Kingston that the Messiah had returned. As Garnet Silk tells us, in kingly character. Kingly character. Kingly
character. Look to the east for the coming of a black king. Christ in his kingly character. 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 One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes? It must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. 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 His foundation is in the holy mountains. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of the Almighty. He's the living legend of this Iowa. Conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Many know the truth and hide it. Many feeling the vibes and try to avoid it. But the truth must be revealed. And oh my God is real. Christ in his kingly character. 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 Kingly character. Christ in his 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 kingly character. One low brother man say Rasta. Who goes? It must be Jaja. Thank goodness I don't have to wonder. I know who he is forever. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character. Christ in his kingly character.
For the second time today, that was a late great Garnet Silk with Kingly Character, which was produced by Bobby Digital and released on his Digital B label in 1993, and was later compiled on a double album, Music is the Rod, on VP Records.
Enough reggae music, enough reggae music, enough reggae music.
And so, from humble street corner preachers in Kingston, the word of Haile Selassie's divinity spread throughout the capital and eventually across the hills and valleys of the whole of Jamaica, so that by the time of his official three-day state visit in April 1966, he was greeted by thousands of devoted Rastafarians at the airport and mobbed wherever his procession went. As you can hear now in this great toast by Early B, called Visit of King Selassie. Visit of King Selassie.
Well, I'm seeing many world leaders, many heads of state, but none of them impress me. Like when I was youth, 4678 when King Selassie I visit. 1966, so tight Rasta could receive. Lord, the visit of the King Selassie I, Lord, it was the year 1966. When Selassie I made a visit, me say Rasta make the wicked them look like rubbish. One, thousand of people judge and know the crowd pick. It was good weather but the rain did a drip. Me say every dreadlock a burn up a cliff. Say when the plane land me hear the Rasta music. Say rain stop fall, rainbow come quicker. Up on the plane wing a flock of white bird pitch. Selassie come out with him lion and him stick. In a military clothes with the sword on him hip. He was a small man about 4'6". Babylon them have to run. Them couldn't stand it. Because the airport come like Rasta district. Me say toes and a chalice. Me say toes and a stick. When Selassie I speak, him not speak English.
speech. He speak the language called the Arabic. No man get frightened, no man get panicked. Cause when it come to language, Jaja know 56. Now, home on me yard, me reach a stadium. Fi hear Selassie chant Babylon Kingdom. Say Rasta ball head, say old and young. Say who no have no seat, them sit down on the ground. I was a small man, but me have me wisdom. Is it fussing on me like me see so much ganja bun? The Babylon makes them couldn't lock way down. Inside the stadium was God's only son. Him hold up him and the ganja stand bun. Can we name get up the place turn upside down? Pure lightning and thunder round the stadium. When Selassie I come, the herb did burn. But now him gone home, them a run way down. It named the visit of the King Selassie I. Lord, it named the visit of the King Selassie I. When, boom, it was the year 1966. In a day when Selassie visit J.A. for only 3 days. Him come in a April, him no come in a May. Every factory locked down, every game stop play. Man stop bone cigar, man a fling with craving here. Pure sense him in a cliff and Charlie Spoon all day. Ethiopian Orthodox and 12 tribe drum a play. Say thousand of people line up along the highway. Heads of government, police, parliamentarians. When Selassie show himself, every man start pray. Say 10,000 ganja pipelines right away. 21 guns salute immediately. For the greatest king to ever visit J.A. Him always have him lying, him no trod one away. The sword upon him hip glisten like sun. It named the visit of the King Selassie I. Lord, it named the visit of the King Selassie I. And dedicated to New York, not a dread.
That was the DJ Doctor himself, Early B, with Visit of King Selassie, which was produced by Jar Thomas and originally released on 7-inch on his Midnight Rock label, and can now be found on the compilation CD Early B at Midnight Rock, which came out on the Roots label in 2015. And so I've got another chronicle of a royal visit to Jamaica now, as back in 1953, the sun-drenched island of Wood and Water had been under strict British rule for 300 years, and in November of that year, its latest monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, who had been in power for less than 2 of those years, chose Jamaica as part of her first overseas state visit. And amongst the highlights of a trip, it seems, was hearing schoolchildren in Sabina Park singing the traditional Jamaican song, Long Time Gal, Me Never See You. And so, about 25 years later, Lieutenant Stitchy described a scene in Visits of Queen Elizabeth. Visits of Queen Elizabeth.
This of the visit of Queen Elizabeth, this a can visit. Hey, this of the visit. Hey, this of the visit of Queen Elizabeth on the 25th of November 1953, when Queen Elizabeth visit the big country. Man and woman and miss every pickney. Them could the airport visit this a lady. Hey, people come from town and people come from country. Who sick in hospital, man, I put them punchali. The deaf, the dumb, the blind, everybody want to see. Them wake up the dead, them from in the cemetery. Poor kitas and ballets, me said them gone up front. While some dreadlocks run about them, but I flash them natty. Who appear on the plane stem? No Queen Elizabeth in expensive rock, expensive shoes with crown pan head. Gold ring, gold watch and gold chain round her neck. The woman looks so crisp like a gold her body met. Every business place, locked down that bed here. Pastors, deacons and every other start prayer. Them one she give we independence right away. A man from the crowd step forward and say, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, we respect you as mother of our island. And on behalf of myself and every Jamaican, we gladly welcome you to our little island. And although you reside way in England, I'm glad that you remember us down in the Caribbean. And to display our honor and appreciation, we truly hope that you'll be blessed by the Almighty One. Then I hope it is soon and not very long. Well, you will grant independence to our little island. Now let the media let the cold catch a fire. People start to come from a different corner. Cameraman start to fill the era. Everybody taking the green pill.
picture. Some of them make the picture at them own ledger. One fi put it in them album to remember when Queen Elizabeth met the second visit Jamaica. Come now, taking picture, it was a great pleasure. Journalists are taking to put in a gleaner when I'm calling visit. Haters on the visit, haters on the visit of Queen Elizabeth. Come for me, this on the visit, you want this on the visit. Haters on the visit of Queen Elizabeth. Come now, the 25th of November 1953, when Queen Elizabeth visited to a country. Man and woman, and every pickin' ear. Them come the airport, visit this only a day. People come from town and people come from country. Who sick in hospital, man, I push them punctually. The dead, the dumb, the dying, everybody want to see. Them wake up the dead, them from in the cemetery. Poor keepers and all of them, them gone on front. While some dreadlocks on about them, just a flash them natty. Who appear upon the plane, say, no Queen Elizabeth in expensive rap. Expensive shoes with crown back head. Gold ring, gold watch and gold chain round her neck. The woman looks so cool, like out a whole her body make. Every business place, like down that baby. Pastors, deacons and every elder start prayer. Them watch she give me independence right away. A man from the crowd step forward and say, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, who respect you as mother of our island. And on behalf of myself and of the Jamaica, we gladly welcome you to our little island.
That was Lieutenant Stitchy with Visit of Queen Elizabeth, which was produced by King Jammy and featured on Stitchy's debut album, which was released in 1987 on the Jammy's label in Jamaica and the Live and Love label in the UK.
The bugle has blown many times, but it's still have one more time left, because the amount has started upon our shoulder.
Birds, it was under Elizabeth's reign that less than 10 years later, Jamaica voted for its independence. Although, to this day, it still remains part of the Commonwealth, with the British monarch as its figurehead. And so royal visits continue, and the comings and goings within Buckingham Palace remain newsworthy. Such as when, in 1982, an intruder evaded security and made it all the way to the Queen's bedroom. And so, as only Eka Mouse can, he recorded her imagined response in Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth.
Some of them a say that him come out a sweat. Some of them a say them caught him with an egg. Some of them a say that him not fair. But me say some of them a say him just a go like a bait. It shocked the Duke, it shocked the Lord, it even frightened the Lord.
the inimitable Ripton Hilton, aka Eka Mouse, with Queen Elizabeth, which was produced by Junjo Laws and featured on his Masketeer album on the Greensleeves label in 1984.
Ice, Irish.
But that is all I got time for today, so I hope Your Majesty was pleased with my selection and that you'll furnish me with another visit in the near future. At either the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com or on a Friday for the live show at 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com, where I'll be playing some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae. 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 House of Reggae.